This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 324 for Friday, March 26th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. ICE futures canola contracts are down sharply on Friday, posting near limit down losses in the nearby May contract as speculators booked profits on their large net long positions ahead of the weekend. Canola was down by $2 to nearly $30, May down $28.90 at $752.60 per ton. New crop November only down $5 at $604.50. Losses in Chicago soy oil and a firm tone in the Canadian dollar contributed to the declines in canola, as did ideas that end-user demand is backing away, as the market did its job of rationing that demand. Weekly export data out of the Canadian Grain Commission showed only 129,000 tons of canola exported during the week ended March 21st. That was less than half of what moved the previous week. The underlying fundamentals, though, do remain supportive, as tight supplies provided support and made any losses a buying opportunity from a chart perspective. In the U.S., soybeans are lower, while corn is higher and wheat mixed. Soybeans down 13 cents in the May contract at $14 per bushel. Sharp declines in soy oil down its daily limit of 2.5 cents in the May contract led the bean complex to the downside, with soy meal holding relatively steady. Positioning ahead of the weekend and next week's acreage estimates from the USDA was behind some of the activity. Harvest pressure out of Brazil was also bearish, although declining production estimates out of Argentina due to dryness there provided some support. The USDA's planting intentions report next week will be followed closely, with expectations for an increase in U.S. soybean acres on the year. Corn, it is mostly higher at the final bell, up 6 cents in May at 552.5 per bushel. Good export demand in recent weeks remained supportive, although there was no real fresh news on the export front today. Pre-report estimates ahead of next week's USDA data peg U.S. corn acres in 2021 at 93 million acres. Wheat futures, they're mixed, with a softer tone in Minneapolis spring wheat, but gains in the winter wheats. Wheat prices had slipped to their lowest levels in 3 months earlier today, but uncovered support to the downside. Improving crop prospects, though, for winter wheat across much of the northern hemisphere did keep a lid on the upside. Minneapolis spring wheat down 3 cents in the May contract at $6.14 per bushel. Kansas City up 1.5 cents in May at $5.68 per bushel. And Chicago wheat up 0.75 cents in the May contract at $6.13.25. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, March 26th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.